Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Today we feature ecstatic poetry of the heart with Fuad Udaman, the mystical poet from Sri Lanka. The talk we'll hear was recorded recently at the Friends Meeting House in Cambridge, Massachusetts. There, Fuad Udaman offered an evening of Sufi poetry to a cozy crowd. He began the session with a brief prayer in Arabic, invoking God's peace on the innermost state of those present. Fuad Udaman, wishing God's peace upon everyone. He then gave an inspiring presentation, quoting from Sufi masters through the ages, and from his own living teacher, His Holiness Bawa Muhayyadin. Udaman is from the eastern island of Sri Lanka, and his English is, well, poetic, but his message is universal. And now, Fuad Udaman.
The seed of Sufism was planted at the time of Adam. It germed or germinated during the time of Noah. It budded during the time of Abraham and began to grow during the time of Moses and reached maturity at the time of Jesus and produced nectar at the time of Muhammad. The essence of the Sufi teachings, according to Baba's wisdom stories and illustrations, could be described poetically. As this is the evening of poetry, we are using as much as possible poems to illustrate the point and transmit or convey the message of the wisdom and the teaching of the Sufis. So referring to the four great paths, the founders or the saviors of these paths like Christ and Muhammad and the Hindu religion, the Zoroastrian religion, the Jewish religion. The poem says, the four great saviors are all in one, but appear differently to every one. Their branches spread from the same old tree which gives its shade to you and me. That is why the Sufis said, addressing all mankind, he says, come, O ye atoms, to your center draw. The center, according to Sufi and all other great mystical teachings, the center is within man, because man is the highest secret, an image of God. So here he refers to the center. He says, come, O ye atoms, to your center draw, and be that eternal mirror that you saw. The mirror that you were in the soul world before you took form, before God gave you the body of clay. So he says, be that eternal mirror that you saw. Rays that have wandered into darkness wide. We are now groping in the world of the dust and glitter. In darkness, we are groping, we are blind. Rays that have wandered into darkness wide, return and back to thy sun subside. This is the call of the Sufis, as much as the great mystics of other parts. Because he who has really realized God, he who has understood his self, he who has realized the oneness of that power, whatever we may call it outwardly as God or Allah, who or Brahman, or whatever we may according to our understanding, he who has reached the station of perfection, of unity, of oneness, of love, of surrender, of perfection, and of peace, sees no division, sees no color, sees no divisiveness, sees no duality. Where we merge in that light or in that power, that is the real surrender for the Sufi.